Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hi, I'm Emily from Sex with Emily, and I thank you so much for listening to the Sex with Emily show. And one of the reasons you're able to listen to us for free is because of the incredible people at goodvibes.com. They carry all the best sex brands and toys out there that you don't have to mess around with these cheapy sites online, because their toys are all body safe. They're the hottest toys on the market. And you can get the Dahlia if your partner wants extra G-spot stimulation. You can try the most strongest orgasmic vibrator of all time, the Magic Wand. They're these cute little Vibratex. They're called the Girls. They're great for your clitoris. Go to sexwithemily.com. Click on the Good Vibes banner. You can see my store. I've tried every toy in there, and I would never put anything on there that I haven't tried and that I do not love. So go there, click on the banner, and then use coupon code GVEMILY20 for 20% off your purchase. So go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Good Vibes banner, and have fun. Happy shopping.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
For listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can sign up for our mailing list. You should really subscribe to our podcast as well, because then you'll never miss a show again. We've got two a week. And you can, our mailing list is awesome. We'll send you emails. I don't sell the list, I just send you important messages that will change your life. Also, I'm going to be at the Sexual Health Expo, which is coming up. It's January 17th and 18th in Los Angeles. Sexualhealthexpo.com is where it's all about. It's $20 a ticket, gets two people in the door, and here's the best thing. The lineup, it's a two-day conference, and it's for people like you who want to learn more about sex and relationships, and they're having workshops taught by the leading sex experts in the field on many different topics. You can go with your girlfriends, boyfriends, with a partner, whatever you want, and it's for 2 days, and they're also going to have booths with all the, you know, I always talk about all the great products, like sex products and things for your relationship. They're going to have them all lined up there, and you can check them out. There's parties at night. It's only $20. It's in Los Angeles. It's at the Sofitel Hotel, and I hope you all join me. I'm also giving the keynote, so come check that out as well. January 17th, 18th, and it's at sexualhealthexpo.com. And also, like us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/sexwithemily, and please follow me on Twitter and Instagram, which is also Sex with Emily. And again, I'm here with Menace.
Hello, Emily.
Hi, Menace. And Menace made a great point a few months ago. He said, you know what? If you like the show or you just want to, you know, you're on iTunes, review us.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
Review.
Tell us what you like.
Write a review. Also, when you email the show, what's the email again?
Feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Feedback. I just want to make sure. Feedback@sexwithemily.com. Please. I mean, you don't have to use your real name if you don't want to, but at least tell us where you're emailing from. Always love to hear that, like what part of the world you're from and how you listen to the show. Because the show is available in so many different ways. It's available on sexwithemily.com. It's available on iTunes. It's available on Stitcher, the Stitcher app, which I love. They've always been a huge supporter of the show.
Huge.
We're here at the Podcast One Studios. Podcast One.
Podcast One is a great app.
Yeah.
People don't get it. It's interesting because a lot of people I meet are like, oh, how do I listen to a podcast still? And I get that because, you know, and it's really easy. And no matter what kind of phone you have, you download like Podcast One app or you download Stitcher, whatever works. And then every podcast, they're free.
Yeah.
You might want to listen to NPR, you know, whatever. You can click on it, but hopefully Sex with Emily. And you listen on your phone. It's so easy. Mm-hmm. So do that. We appreciate it.
All those places you can rate and review the show. And that would be really great. I mean, iTunes is also, I mean, to help the show grow, that's a great place that if you can rate and review the show, that would be awesome for us.
Yeah.
But if you're on mobile, there's so many different apps that you can check out and listen to the
Thing
that we're
Why
doing
listen
right
to,
here.
You know, sit around and listen to stuff you don't want to listen to when you can actually choose what you want to listen to. And hopefully that would be us. But also another thing is, I just want to hear from you if you've been listening for a while or maybe it's your first show, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Is there any feedback you have, truly, like things, topics you're dying to hear about? Or again, I answer all your emails. I read them all. And so if you have questions about your sex life or relationship, you can also email me. So just anything, feedback, what you like, what you want to hear, guests that you'd like to hear on the show. Because we do a lot of different shows. We do guests, we do, you know, advice, we answer emails. So we have the whole potpourri of sexual explosion here.
A potpourri.
So anyway, it's the new year coming up in just a few days. So happy new year, Menace.
Happy new year.
And I'm very glad to be here with you. So do you have any resolutions? This show is all about your resolutions. So sexual resolutions or relationship resolutions. Mm-hmm. How is your relationship going right now? Are there things about it that you might want to change? Or maybe if you're single, you're thinking, gosh, you know, in 2015, I just love to start dating again. So we're going to talk about some ways to get yourself out there and to make some resolutions that will really improve your life. So Menace, what's your resolutions this year? Anything?
Resolutions. I mean, the relationship is going well, so I don't really think we have any more in that. I think life-wise.
Wait till I give you a butt plug that she uses on you. It's going to fucking go crazy. You're going to go crazy on it.
I don't know about the butt plug. You've been like really a connoisseur of the butt plug for many years now. And I'm afraid to dig in deeper on why and how you know so much about the butt plug, but
it's my job.
Yeah, but I think life-wise, you've been here for a few years in Los Angeles. I'm still getting settled.
How long have you been here now?
Only 8 months.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In LA. And I'm finally like, okay, I know my way around. I know, with my daily work, how to get things done quicker and stuff like that. I just want to do more because there's so much opportunity here. So that's what
you do
that's
so what much. When would you do more? Like at 4 a.m.? Oh, no, you're up at 4 a.m. doing your morning show.
Yeah, but I think now I can do things without being exhausted. You know, I can take on another task. Dude, if Ryan Seacrest can have 23 jobs,
I know
he gets a lot of help and he has a huge team, but it hasn't been like that his whole career.
No.
You know?
Right.
I can take on another
thing. What do you want to take on? What's the dream?
I think slowly maybe I want to be on a couple more stations. I work for a great company called iHeartMedia. That's my daily job. And they own a ton of radio stations across the country. And they have a system where I can pull up any radio station across the country and I can be on that radio station.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, people love you on
like
the
a
radio.
Music DJ. I want to be like on the air
like,
talking
which is
about
what you're
sex
doing in San Francisco.
Like
you wouldn't talk about sex without me?
No, I wouldn't. You know, I
you
am exclusive.
Invite me along. You're exclusive. I get you.
I'm a very I'm Scorpio. I'm loyal.
I know, which is so interesting that you're a Scorpio. Scorpios are particularly sexual, they say.
Yeah. Undercover sexual freaks.
Dude, I really, one day we're going to break it down.
What? You always want to dig in deep. I keep it real with you. I keep it 100. I think you want me to do so much more than...
I don't want you to do anything. I just want you to make sure you're having good sex and taking care of your woman.
Yeah, just don't, like, you know, push things onto me.
I'm not going to push the black pearl butt plug onto you that vibrates.
Butt plug pusher is what you are.
So my resolutions are, I will tell you that as far as romantically and dating, I feel like same thing. I've been here for almost 2 years, and it's a big move to move to a new city. You know, after so many years in San Francisco, and I moved here for work. You know, I host Loveline Thursday nights, which is a nationally syndicated radio show. You can also listen to that podcast. I feel like everyone knows Loveline, but they might not with Dr. Drew.
Yeah,
been around for so long.
Dr. Drew is, the man.
He's the man. And so that's really fun, and so I do that.
It's amazing that you're on that show. That's such a legendary show. And it's so cool that you're there.
Yeah.
I wish you were on more days a week.
Have you heard me on?
I have heard you on. I've been there. I sat in the studio.
That's right. I know
and
that
you're
one time.
So much better on that show than I would say than here. Because I distract you. And then you have like straight up experts that you can like just bounce off of.
Right.
And they got people that will kick you in the ass if you don't stay on point and stay on time.
Oh, because you're saying people, I'm all over the place here?
Yeah, but it's a free form. It's a podcast, you know? And in a radio show, it's very structured and you have to stay in time limits and all that kind of stuff.
Like we used to have to do at Free FM.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. And that's where you would like... make me want to have a heart attack.
So Menace and I met, if you just want a little history, you know, people, I don't know if they know this, but like it was 9 years ago. I started this podcast 10 years ago in my living room, just as an idea. I'll interview people about sex because I wanted to learn more. And I got a call from the program manager at Free FM and they said, hey, do you want to do a live show? I'd never been in a radio station. I'd never done nothing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, cool. I go in. Menace was assigned to the board, board operator. And we met, and I didn't know what I was doing being on the radio. I didn't know how to, like, I might have swore a few times and done some things wrong. Menace was pulling his hair out.
Yeah, because,
he wanted to kill me.
You didn't know. This is, like, right after, you know, the whole Janet Jackson stuff where, like, the FCC was really hammering down on any, like, sexual content, any kind of stuff like that. And here comes Emily, who, like, does not read any of the FCC guidelines.
No, I had to take a test.
Yeah, but I'm sure he didn't really pay attention to the test.
Well, kind of.
And here I'm the person that handles the button that, like, cuts out all your...
The dump button.
All the stuff. And this is how Emily would go. She would want to say, like, blowjob on the radio. And I would go... And I would hit the button because you can't say that. And it would cut out her saying blowjob. And what would she do on the air? She would say... What? I can't say blowjob? And I would have to hit the button again. Like, what the F, lady?
You know what's so funny about that, though, is that, like, I remember I did a show on masturbation, and they said you can't say masturbation more than once every 15 minutes. So I had to come up with these euphemisms for masturbation. Yeah. But the funny thing is, being on Loveline, we say, like, blowjob, come on your face. I mean, we say everything that we couldn't say then, we can totally say on Loveline.
Yeah, and, I mean, it's a lot more relaxed. You're in a better time slot for doing that. And also, you have the power of Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew is a trusted guy in this field. And, you know, people are not going to go after him if you guys are talking about, you know, dropping jizz on
Yeah,
places.
And we say jizz. We say everything. Like, it's come a long way, baby.
Yeah.
So anyway,
sure
that's
so
the background.
About that. But
I love
that's the background. But, I'm so happy to be here with you again. And
I love us.
We're here, and you're doing shows without me. You're doing it in so many different ways.
Yeah, with Anderson, I do. Yeah. He's also the sound engineer at Loveline, and then sometimes we have guests. So he's been on there for 20 years
almost? Yeah, I've been hearing Anderson forever, so yeah. That's great that you're hooking up with him. And then you guys do a video thing. I know a lot
So now we're on Ustream, finally. Uh-huh. We've been talking about this for years. Yeah. So I realized that so every Thursday night from 8:30 to 9:30 Pacific Standard Time, you can now watch live the Sex with Emily show. And afterwards, it's just a video you can watch on our website. It's really cool, though. So it's live. You can watch it and listen if you want. And it's pretty cool.
People can call in, right?
They can call in. The phones have been kind of wonky lately. So I think in the next few weeks you will be able to call in again, but the phones have been kind of funky there.
Yeah, that's cool.
So yeah, it's awesome. So yeah, and that's why I wanted to know, like, which shows are you drawn to? Is it the guests? Is it, you know, which topics? All that stuff. So anyway, so my resolutions is that, you know, I have been here for 2 years. I've been working my ass off. I moved here because for my career, and it's been amazing. But then I realized, you know, I've dated. God knows, I'm not sitting home celibate, but I just thought, you know, I should really, you know, start putting myself out there more, just like I tell all of you, practicing what you preach. It's not that I'm holding back. It's just if I'm working a lot, when I'm out, I'm just starting to talk to people. Hey, how's your day? Not even that I'm attracted to them or I don't even know what it is. I'm talking to people wherever I go. And I'm letting people know that I'm single. Friends of mine, they're like, are you dating? I'm like, no, fix me up. And I've been open to going out, dating people. I've been you know, just like saying yes more to people instead of just like, I'm busy, I'm working, because, you know, work's always going to be there. And I just want to make more time for, you know, for dating and stuff. I'm also meditating twice a day. I've been doing that for the last month and a half.
Nice.
Do I seem calmer to you?
Yeah, a little more, not all over the place. I mean, like when the microphones aren't on, it's just like all over the place. That's why I would need a nap if I hung out with you more than 2 hours.
I know. That's why we don't hang out. But you know I'm a good time.
Yeah, no, you're always fun. Always fun so to be around.
Well, okay.
Just exhausting for me.
So New Year's, yeah. I'm sorry, honey. It's I know. Okay. That's why we do these little limited things. But this is our best. We challenge our best. So New Year's plans also, you know, sometimes they can seem like a letdown. Like I think like New Year's, don't trip on it. Even if you're single, it doesn't matter wherever you're at now. But, you know, resolutions for the new year, whatever. So New Year's, go out and have fun, but don't make a big deal out of it. It's got to be this huge thing. I think when you're just hanging with good friends or if you've got a partner, just do something that you both like doing together. I think it's great to have a party at your house and have friends over rather than paying three times the amount for a dinner somewhere. I hate when they rip you off on New Year's. So I hope everyone has a great New Year. But moving into the new year, what are some, you know, sexual resolutions? So, you know, you can promise to hit the gym or like floss your teeth and all that, which 1 year I do. You floss your teeth every day?
Every day, no.
It's hard to, right? Yeah. 1 year I made it my resolution, and I actually now, for years ago, I do it every day. That's all important, the gym. But you should also commit to something that will bring you pleasure all year long. So I'm going to talk about some sexy resolutions that you might inspire you. I hope will inspire you to have better sex this year. So anything that you can think of, anything that you want to try sexually in your relationship before I get going, or you can also pipe in?
Anything that I want to try sexually in my relationship. Currently at the moment, no. I'm sorry that I'm so boring.
Honey, I don't care. I don't even know why I asked. Yeah. Okay.
But I'm not out there on like Tinder and like having all these crazy stories.
I'm going to answer the Tinder people back.
I wish I was.
Tinder's more of a game. It's like a game, but I don't have time to message them. I mean, there's no one, once I look at it, I'm like, eh. Okay.
But just so I can get in on the game, I swear I talked about this on the last podcast I was with, that I was on with you, was I want to be like Spider-Man on Tinder or something like that and just see like what they say.
Okay. To me?
Huh?
To my
No, message? Just like in general, see what women.
It's funny. Let's it's do a good that. Time. Let's do it. You just sign up. Become a chick right now. All right. Okay. So one of the first things I think is really important is that you should sleep with people who make you feel good about yourself.
All right.
So if you're having Sunday morning regrets, you wake up in the morning and you're sleeping with this guy or girl and you're like, God, they don't appreciate me or I feel really bad about myself. Well, think about that. People don't change that much. So if someone's not making you feel like your best self right now, life is too short to spend time in a relationship that is going nowhere or sleeping with someone that doesn't make you feel good. So you should move on from stale relationships that are holding you back. I think that's one resolution that you should all make. Also, commit to safer sex. I feel like people aren't using condoms these days. They just aren't. They say they were. Like, I feel like our generation was like AIDS, scary, whatever.
Yeah.
People just don't. And you know what? If you know that sex is going to happen, you should be prepared for it. You probably planned on using condoms and then you had a few too many drinks or something and your partner didn't have any or you didn't have any. And I think if you're a woman, arm yourself with condoms that you actually like and you feel good about. Lifestyles Condoms sent me all these condoms to try and I have to tell you, They are amazing condoms. Remember, condoms used to be kind of like, they fell off. They were uncomfortable. Guys didn't like to wear them. Maybe that was an excuse. They have these turbo condoms. They have like this Excite gel in them. They also have these condoms that have pleasure. There's a pleasure pack, actually. Mm-hmm. And they've got these little bumps in them for her pleasure. I mean, they're just, and they're thin because they use polyisoprene, which is actually not latex. And so you don't get infections from them, and they feel freaking amazing. So have safe sex this year, because people are carrying around diseases, y'all. And just because they tell you they don't have something, either they're lying or they don't know. Because sometimes you can just be a carrier. Mm-hmm. So
a courier.
Practice safe sex. A courier of herpes. Or whatever else. Gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea. Chlamydia. All the sexy stuff.
Do guys ever talk about... Do you ever have a guy friend who's like, hey, dude, I got herpes?
Not herpes, but I had a friend that said he got chlamydia.
Yeah, you just take an antibiotic. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it's, you know, it's bad. It's, you know, just be careful. Condoms are not, I feel like they've gotten a bad rap because they just were bad. They used to be not as good as they are now. They're like everything. They've technologically advanced. So check out condoms. Check out Lifestyles. I love their pleasure pack. Okay. Do your sexercises.
All right.
Kegel exercises. So doctors always recommend that you do them for women after, if you get a child. They help you with your, like, so if I have, with women, after childbirth, you tend to pee, and you're sometimes like, you sneeze or whatever, you're looser down there. Also, it can help you have stronger orgasms. Kegel exercises, they can, for men, they help you last longer in bed. They help you just control your orgasms. And so, you know, the thing about it is the reason why, like, doctors tell you to do them is because they're miracle muscles. They're like any other muscle. And so how you do them is it's your pee-stopping muscles. So when you want to stop and start the flow of urine, so, like, you know, if you're – you know what I'm talking about when you stop it because someone's coming in the bathroom. You hold that for 5 seconds, and then you let it go. And you can do it for 5 minutes a day. And I actually have an iPhone app called Kegel Camp. And it people go crazy about it because it reminds you to do them like 5 minutes a day. You can set a reminder every day on my phone. It says 11:30, time for Kegel Camp. And there's 20 levels, so they get harder. And people have like emailed me. They're like, oh my God, my ejaculate's shooting across the room like I was 20. Jeez. Women are having stronger orgasms. So just try and breathe. Flow with your Kegels. They're really good to do. You can do them in a traffic light, whatever. Do them.
And your app, you always forget the selling point of your app. Tell them.
Oh, it's my voice. Okay, so here's the deal, is that my voice walks you through it. And we're actually updating it. We have a new update coming out in like a month or two.
Is
yeah,
my voice?
Do you want it to be your voice?
Please, retract.
It's like tense, relax. Tense, relax. And it's 5 minutes and it's my voice and I'm cheering you on. And the thing is, when we first launched it, we had 10 levels. And people were like, I already got to level 10. So now we have 20 and people love that. No one's asked for more. So I actually got an email about it. Emily, I've been interested in exercising my PC muscles, and in the objective, I downloaded the app and also bought some Kegel balls. I find the app amazing, but was wondering if you could help me by giving me tips on how I could exercise with my Kegel balls. Thank you so much, Erica. So now they have these weights, right? These Kegel balls you put them inside of you and you wear them, and they have a little string attached to them, and they actually work out your muscles when you're not even doing the exercises. So you can put them in for an hour or two in the morning and just walk around with them. Jeju makes the AMI, and they are amazing. If you go to – they're my favorite ones because they're weighted. They have three different weights. They actually have a fourth one coming out. So you gradually build up, and you – can do it. The best thing to do is to wear them and do your exercises while you're wearing them. They don't hurt. A lot of people actually get pleasure by them. They can turn you on. And so you could try that. If you go to goodvibes.com and look for the AMI Kegel balls, you can get them and use coupon code GVEMILY20 for 20% off. But anyway, that's how you use them, Erica. And also, really, they say if you just wear them, like I know I wear them sometimes just for a few hours. And because you don't really realize it, but your muscles are tensing and holding them in, and you're actually working them out without even having to do the exercises. So they truly work for you. Go to Good Vibes. They have plenty of different brands, and you can see what you like and try them out. And then you can get your, Kegels of steel.
I think you have a podcast episode somewhere where you actually had balls inside you.
Did I?
Yeah.
With you?
You walked in. I don't remember when it was.
In San Francisco.
San Francisco. Was it at the radio station? No.
It was at Stitcher?
No. Was that a Stitcher? Yeah, I think you had balls inside you at Stitcher.
I probably did. I had balls inside me. I have balls inside me now. No, that's a good point. But they're sitting on my counter, so I remember to put them in. And I'm telling you, I do have stronger orgasms when my PC muscles are stronger.
Did you ever have problems taking it out? Because on one of the episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Khloe had them in and she couldn't get one out.
Ugh, those are the Benoit balls that were became famous a few shades of gray. They need to have a string on them so you can pull them out like a tampon. You don't want the ones without the string because you can lose them. You can lose stuff in your vagina.
Yeah.
You don't do that. Condoms.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
A cat or something.
All that kind of stuff.
Know. So be careful.
There was this... I don't know if you have any sex news or if you...
I did, go ahead.
This, or you've already talked about this, but a couple weeks ago, there was an art show in Miami, and there one of the art pieces was a woman who was completely naked, and she actually had a battery stuck in her vagina, and, like, famous people were charging their phone through the battery. So, like, she was charging, like, people, like, $20. So Usher, the singer Usher... He charged.
She was a model that was in the show.
She was model, yeah, and she had a battery inside of her vagina, and she was like just hooking up people's phones and charging
That's
them.
That's crazy. Yeah. No, I did not hear Art Basel or something. Art Basel, which is the big art show. That's crazy.
Yeah,
That's funny.
Stuff like that.
Well, there you go.
I mean, I read the news every day. There's so many crazy sexual.
What else?
Stuff,
I had one story here, actually.
Stuff.
Yeah. Anything
which one?
That-
Do you have the one a couple weeks back? I don't know if you talked about it again, but this rapper. He couldn't get over that his wife cheated on him with another, like, a famous singer. And he murdered her just recently in Los Angeles. Did you hear about this?
I think, yeah, I did.
And he was, the guy that murdered the rapper was on FaceTime with the famous fighter Floyd Mayweather the whole time. And Floyd Mayweather was, like, trying to get him, like, to
Not
stop.
Not to murder her?
And he did
How
it.
Did
and she
it?
Was on VH1. She was, like, a reality star.
Yeah, no,
like
I did hear about this. People
it
go crazy
terrible.
About sex. That's horrible.
It's like, dude, if you can't get over her cheating on you, don't be with her.
Right,
like,
exactly. People,
calm
I mean, really.
The F down. Like, you will find another person, you know?
Right.
I'm sorry. Like,
people, I know.
If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Do not ruin
not
your
die,
life
like
or something.
Say.
Yeah.
I know. Don't he ruins his ruin life. Now life. He's in jail for the rest of his life.
Oh, no. He killed himself, too.
Oh, he killed himself, too.
Yeah. Great. And then he just made everyone.
Jealousy is
great.
The kind of thing that people think they cannot get over. And they just, it's painful. Have you sat in jealousy, probably? It's a horrible, horrible feeling. It's rejection. And really, it points
awful.
To low self-esteem and the whole thing. So, you know, if she cheats on you, she's not the right person for you. He cheats on you, move on. People stay in dead end. Oh, this is another good resolution. If your relationship is going nowhere and you've had several conversations with your friends, a lot of girls didn't talk about the stuff and they don't move on. It just amazes me. Time to move on. Time to shed all that dead weight because you could find a healthy relationship for you. This isn't the, I mean, I remember when I used to break up with people or things would end. I'm like, oh, you know, we all go through this. Am I ever going to find someone else? Is it ever going to? Yes, you will. You will find someone who is better for you and who is healthier for you and who jives with you. And that's why we go through relationships, so we can learn what we like and don't like. So the end of a relationship is not the end of you. It's just the beginning. Mm-hmm. You can find someone else.
And some stuff out there just
what?
Off the wall. I think I talked a couple podcasts ago about these brother and sister. They got caught stealing, and then like they started making out through the cell bars.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So then there was a new one that I just found out about, where this brother and sister, only half brother and sister, so that makes it all right,
oh,
right?
Dude, no, yeah.
They were watching The Notebook, and they got horny. And they ended up hooking up. Is that the one I already told? Did I tell
That's
that story?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm
no.
sorry. I'm confusing all the incest stories. But, like, there's more people out there. You do not need to be hooking up with your sister.
Oh,
come
my
on.
God. I know.
It's so
it's just slippery slope. Why do you do that? Don't do that. I don't know what it is. If it's their upbringing, or are they drunk?
They were
This is Madison.
This. Yeah, sorry. Just to jump in. But
jump in,
yeah.
Madison.
No, they were, like, out in, like, the sticks. They were, somewhere far off where there weren't a lot of other people around. And I think they were, like, kind of inexperienced and, like, not... very, like, culturally aware
right.
of what
yeah.
was going on. And they saw The Notebook and was like, this is amazing. Like,
yeah, and they started hooking up.
And then what
happened? Up,
how old
they were
they?
They were hooking up, like, in a trailer, like, over in a parking lot somewhere. So people started catching, they, like, caught them having sex. Oh,
God.
So bad, right?
Yeah, that's so bad.
This happens in America.
People don't, you know why? Mm-hmm. Because there's not a lot of sex information in America except for porn right now, and people don't know what's like, right what's and what's right. wrong. And they're so confused by their bodies, and their parents don't want to talk to them about it, and they're learning from porn, which is not the best way. You shouldn't actually learn anything technically from porn. I don't mind if you watch it and you get aroused, but what you're seeing on the screen in porn is not what you technically feels good for a lot of people, for a lot of women, men. It's not it's choreographed, so it looks good. So don't learn that way. Learn by listening to my show, okay?
And then, okay, so we, on this morning radio show that I'm part of, it's called The Woody Show, again, in Los Angeles. And we do this one thing once a week called Craigslist Freak of the Week. So I go through Craigslist, everyone on the show, and we try to find the freakiest story possible. And today we had a story, the story that won. We read off three, and then listeners vote what they think the freakiest story was. And this guy got off looking for people to fart on him, right? Okay. So we're like, this can't be real. This is just ridiculous. This is something that they're just making up and they want to put on Craigslist, right? No. So then we had people calling in, and like the cam girls, where they get requests to do things, like, there's guys asking them for this, like, to do on camera. It's like this whole
thing. They want the girl. The girls are turned on by the guy doing it, too? They want it?
No. They're just getting paid by the guys to do it.
Right. So they're like, pay me. You can fart on me all you want.
Yeah. Right?
That's so messy. Yeah.
I'm
not judging.
No. But
that's bad.
It's like, really? Like, how do you even have a sexual arousal off that? But it always goes back to, like, feet, like, hey, it's just not for
urinating.
You don't know
on
you know?
Someone.
You don't know. But
where
this
do you comb through Craigslist and find these? Is this your
job? Yeah, but there's so many penis pics. No matter what, I hate it. I hate it because it could be like the best ad. Oh, I'm really looking for the love of my life. I really want to spend time with someone, get to know them, and then dick pic. Like, really?
I know.
Like, why?
Why? I don't know. I mean, I'm telling you right now, there is no one woman sitting around right now going, gosh, I wish I got a really good dick pic right now in my inbox. That would just make
penis
my day.
Are not attractive.
I don't want a penis that's unattached to something else. But I don't want to just see your penis.
Anyways, these webcam girls were calling in, and they were just talking about all the requests. And this one girl said, yeah, I got paid $150 for 20 minutes. This guy just wanted to watch me step on apples, like just smash apples with my feet as he masturbated.
Who knows? Maybe he grew up on a vineyard. No, that's grapes. Maybe he grew up in the country. God knows what.
I don't know.
There's something for everyone. But that's crazy. The webcam girls, I know.
You think that people are not into it, but they're into it. I know maybe people listening to the show, they're into that kind of stuff. And you know what? I'm not judging you, but it's just so surprising when you
people are into everything. And where does that come from even? Where does it originate? Like, apples would be sexy. Applesauce. Yeah.
Oh, did you hear about the furry convention?
I did. Something bad happened,
right?
Yeah,
so there was a furry convention.
I always think of you when I think of furries because in 2006 when we started the show, you actually came into the station.
Yeah.
And you said, check out the – I had never heard of furries then, and you told me about them for the first time. So furries are people who dress up in furry costumes and
they
go
dress
to these
up
conventions and
maybe
have sex.
Like mascot outfits or maybe like elaborate where they're trying to look like animals and they're having sex, like, you know, through like dick doors and stuff like that. But there was this convention in Chicago not too long ago where somebody malicious put like a chlorine like bomb in the hotel.
Right.
Not a bomb where it explodes, but it's just like chlorine that goes into the air and goes into the air ducts and then makes everyone evacuate. So they broke up the furry convention and all the people in the furry costumes had to go out on the street where it's freezing cold now.
Oh my God, and they're
in
furry,
Chicago.
Like dressed up like dinosaurs and stuff.
Yeah, but luckily, you know, it kept them warm, but
thank God they were wearing furries and it wasn't like a scantily clad.
That's crazy. But I heard there's like big furry conventions in like Hawaii and stuff like that.
That'd
which
be
I'm
really
not
hot.
Going to.
Oh, is that what you're going to Hawaii for?
No.
Be honest, Menace.
Oh, yeah.
What about your Teletubby costume?
My Teletubby? I mean, that probably could pass, maybe, but it's not
really.
It could.
Menace went through a period where he was wearing it, like, every day, his
just
Teletubby.
Just for fun. Hilarious. But then there's, like, there's another thing that I don't think we've ever even talked about was bronies. Have you heard about that?
No.
Guys and maybe females that are into My Little Pony in a sexual way.
Well, there's the My Little Pony butt plug.
What?
I know think I talk about butt plugs. Yes. Yeah. It's made by Crystal Delights. And it's a glass butt plug, and then it has a tail coming out of it.
Oh, my God.
I gave one to Mike Catherwood for Christmas last year.
Didn't we? We had somebody on the show recently that had one of those.
Did we? I can't remember who, but
like
I'm...
some girls that were...
Yeah, here. Totally. Oh, was it the guy from the ranch? The Bunny Ranch?
No, were you here that day?
I don't know. But that's... Yeah, they're common. And you can wear it and you look like a little pony if you wear the butt plug. Okay. So when we come back, we're going to continue with resolutions. And I got a quick word from our sponsors because I love you all and thank you for supporting the show and my sponsors. Fleshlight is the number one sex toy for men. And there is a reason. Because it's the best. It's the only one you want. I'll tell you about it. It's a male masturbation sleeve. And you can actually feel the pleasure of having sex anytime, even when you don't have a partner. It simulates the sensations of sex. It's a male masturbation sleeve. So, you know, you guys use your hand all the time. And I'm telling you, we have all these sex toys to use as women. Just try this, okay? Try it once and you're going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe that I never used this before. Your partner can use it on you as well. A little hand job action. It feels amazing. It was engineered to look and feel like the real deal. And there's also the stamina training unit, which is awesome. And it helps you lasting longer in bed and makes you feel great. It makes you become a better lover. And it's made with their patented safe material. They like created, it's like developed by NASA. I mean, it is the coolest material. It does feel like the real deal. It's gentle on your skin. If you go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and now for all my listeners, they are giving you their award-winning Flesh Lube. How cool is that? So click on the Fleshlight banner and put in code Emily and get some lube and a Fleshlight. That's what you should do. Do it now. Okay, so that's some good news, Menace. Thanks for sharing all that.
Yeah, sorry.
Back to our sexual resolution. No, that's
sexual
awesome.
News.
No, I had some more too, but I think we're just going to go on with the resolutions here. All right. Another important thing is, you know, get a vibrator. And I'm not just saying because you think I'm always like pushing toys. It's because it actually, the reason why I talk about them is because it truly enhances your sex life with or without a partner. You know, you can enhance your solo time together. You can, if you're masturbating and you're like, oh, I want to try my G-spot. I want to play with my butt. I want to figure it out. There are so many different toys that you can try because we all get stuck in these sexual ruts. So we have orgasms the same way over and over again if we're lucky. But when you try a sex toy, you can get nipple clamps. I mean, there are so many erogenous zones, like back of your knee, the nape of your neck. There's different things that you can do and buzz all over your body that will feel amazing. So, you know, if you already have one, time to bring it into the bedroom. You know, talk to your partner about using it together. Because I'm telling you, out of all the times I've recommended to couples, no one's ever said that ruined our relationship. No woman I've ever heard of left her boyfriend for her vibrator. Guys, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It just enhances your sex life.
It's just a gateway drug.
It's a gateway. To what? Kidding. No. And also it helps, it cuts down your time. She might say it's a sure thing.
It does. Guys, I know if you're like down there for, I don't know, 3.5 hours, this will just cut it down to maybe a half hour.
5 minutes, really, sometimes. So try a toy out. Try something new. You can go to Good Vibes. You can peruse. Go to a sex toy store. And that's actually a fun little foreplay thing you can do together with your partner. Go into a store and look around and be like, does that interest you? Does that? And just try some things. Like, just spice it up. This is a good resolution. Do something different. Also, ask for what you want. Resolutions about being proactive and changing your life. So if you have a desire or a fantasy, speak up. Take responsibility for your own pleasure. And for women, your orgasm is your responsibility. I used to think too, when I was first started having sex, I was like, he's bad in bed. I didn't have an orgasm. It's his thing. No, you have to know your own body. You have to figure out what pleases you first, and then you can tell your partner. Because for men, like Menace always says, what's your famous statement about the women's vagina?
Oh, it's the Rubik's Cube of life.
It's true.
It is.
They're all different. They all operate differently. And he's not, or she, whoever you're with, they're not going to guess. They're not going to be like, oh, this is what they like. We're all different. So spend some time figuring out what you like and then learning how to ask for it. So, you know, that will improve your sex life as well. If there's something in your mind. I mean, I know guys married, because, you know, people pull me aside, like at a party or whoever it is. They don't even know me, but they're like, what do I do? I've always wanted to watch my wife have sex with someone else. You know, I'm like, we've been together 20 years. I'm like, well, just. You've been together 20 years. There's ways to bring this up and to talk to her. Maybe you don't lead with, I want to have you. You know, whatever your fantasy is, if you're sitting on it, they don't go away. And they will only help you improve your sex life. So, you know, your partner may say no, but what if she or he says yes? And then it goes to the next level in 2015.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so whether you're in a new or a long-term relationship, commit to trying like one new thing this year in bed. I don't care what it is. One thing. A little dirty talk, a new position, bondage, discover a new erogenous zone. People go for men, like they go for our breasts, they go for our vagina. But like, did you know like the back of my knee, the nape of the neck is so sensitive. Our fingertips, like breast orgasm, second most common orgasm, like try massage, try bringing out these other parts of your body. Never stop learning how to become a better lover. You should constantly be expanding your sexual repertoire.
There was a thing where this guy, he was quadriplegic. I can't talk right now. I'm sorry. This is when my brain starts shutting down. I apologize. But he got sexual arousal if a girl would suck on his finger. Like, it's anywhere, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah. No, it's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are so – and there's ways that you might be like, finger, that's weird. How do you know? What if you can have an orgasm through your finger being sucked on and you don't know? So people, you know, you're rushed, you'd have sex the same way. And I'm just saying try something new, maybe once a month, even once this year. People don't ever mix it up. So what are you going to do that's different? I'm not going to even ask you. Okay. And if you're single, commit to taking one step in your dating life towards meeting someone new. It could mean signing up for a dating site, telling your friends whenever you're out with them, hey, no, but you know what? I'm interested. If you know any single people, fix me up. It's like when you're looking for a job and you like tell everyone, you know, tell everyone that you're looking for a job. So tell everyone you want to find someone. You're married and your non-married friends are your married non-single friends are the untapped resource. They really are. They're always meeting single guys. That's how I've gotten fixed up a lot in LA. Or just get up the nerve to like start talking to people because there's so much fear that men and women have about approaching and just talking to people. And the more you do it, the more you just start like saying hello and talking to people in public, whether or not you want to sleep with them and just chatting, it will make you more comfortable with the members of opposite sex and getting turned on. And, I mean, getting dates and getting turned on too. But it's not just put yourself out there and see what happens. Because like we said, you're not going to die. Nothing bad's going to happen from learning to stop to learn and start talking to people.
You'll be fine.
You'll be fine. And then finally, stop faking it. And not just orgasms. Don't fake it in the bedroom. Don't fake it in your relationship. Don't fake it in your dating profile. Don't lie about who you are. The best way to find something real is to put your real self out there. Because no one ever gets what they want by faking it. Because eventually someone's going to find out that you're not really what you say you are. You're not into what you say you want. So, you know, if that means saying goodbye to your almost relationship because you know that you need more, if that means speaking up because things aren't working in the bedroom, do it. And, of course, don't fake your orgasms. That is just a disservice to all. Guys, you're sending the wrong message. And you're sending the wrong message to men or whoever your partner is because you're saying that, hey, that felt really good, but it doesn't feel good. So don't fake it. And I hope everyone, I'm wishing everyone a happy new year.
I know.
Good luck with the resolutions.
Have a great year, Emily.
It's been another great year with you, Menace.
Keep doing your thing.
I'm doing my thing. You keep doing your thing.
All right.
I love you so much.
I love
thanks,
you too.
Menace. Happy new year, everyone. And thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.